Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to take a break at midday and see where you're going. Our guest today is Susan Weichel, and she's author of The Seven Elemental Forces of Huna. We're going to find out about that, and I'll also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Susan Weichel, author of Seven Elemental Forces of Huna. And Suzanne is a naturopath, a speaker, an author, and a Huna teacher. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you, Linda. I'm really happy to be part of your show and inform a lot of people about the elemental forces of Huna.
Oh, that's great. Can you tell us, there's maybe some people out there that don't understand what Huna is. So what is it?
Huna is an ancient shamanic tradition from Hawaii. It is based on aloha, and you can use it for healing or for dealing with your life. And Huna is very practical, very simple, very clear. So it's something that fits perfect in our modern everyday life.
So it's an ancient practice that we can now still use, again, to help heal us and also to help kind of balance us in life. Is that what it is?
Yes, it balances us, and it allows us or gives us support to free ourselves from concepts that don't work anymore,
like an old belief system that that's no longer necessary. So it keeps us kind of updated, right? It's like updating our app or something, right?
Yes, updating is a very good expression, because sometimes we act like the child we have been with 10 years or the adult 20 years ago, and we still have this belief system active.
Right, instead of living here in the now, right?
Yes.
Right. And so, so that's kind of an interesting thing. So Huna is actually a natural way to merge and become one and to live in the now.
Yes. And the elements are perfect partners to support us to live in the now, because the elements are always living in the now. They don't know a past or a future. They are in the moment.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the source of all life.
Mm-hmm. In the Huna tradition, the source of all life is nature. And the people in Hawaii, they describe themselves as the Keiki Oka'aina, which means we are the children of the land. So nature is part of us, and every element is within us. And so we have all the power within.
Well, that's really powerful words. You know, that's good to know. So in Huna, you say there are, in the book is called The Seven Elemental Forces of Huna. So in Huna, what are the seven energies of nature? And why is this important?
Mm-hmm. So, as far as I know, is Huna the only tradition that speaks about seven elemental forces? And the first element is the wind. And we should consider that that we have different, many sensations of wind, like the breeze, the gust, the storm, the hurricane, and also the modern manifestation like a fan or a blow dryer or air condition. And the wind, the special quality of the wind is to bring us consciousness, perception, and realization. So whenever we need these qualities, it's good to tap into the element of wind.
That makes sense.
The second element is the fire. And we can see the fire in the sun, in the flames, in volcanoes, but also in our cooking pan. And what the fire gives us is space and freedom, a release of stress energy, and it's also a very good helper for transformation. The third element is the water, and you find it in a little tiny raindrop as well as in the ocean or in the drinking water in our kitchen. And the water helps us to hold a focus, to hold a good focus, and to follow our ambition, and also to show decisiveness. The fourth element is the plant. All the plants around us, equal if it is a tiny little flower or a big tree, or also the moss and the oak and the dried flowers, and it appears also in our furniture, in books and pictures. And the plants stand for presence, being in the moment, and also for this concept of updating. And the fifth element are the rocks. And we can have it as mountains as well as streets and houses built of rocks. And they are, they show the spirit of aloha, to laugh, to praise. They have self-esteem and pleasure. And the sixth element are the animals. All the different kind of animals, and we should also consider that we have the leather of our shoes or in clothing, woolen trousers or pullovers, and the animals give us the creative power, the autonomy, and they also nourish us with self-confidence. And the seventh and last element are the people. All kind of people, from the gods, the masters, the teachers, the ancestors, the angels, characters in books or magazines or films. And the element, the quality of the element of the people is harmony, flexibility, and success. It's good to know about the qualities, so whatever you need is, you can choose this element and with its quality that fits to your problem.
You know, it seems like it's such a wonderful, simple way of dealing with things, and yet the ancient traditions, the power in that is incredible. It's extreme power in that. So it's, even though it's a practical way of living and helping yourself stay in the moment and make sure you're on the right path and doing the right things and feeling happy and healthy and at one with everything, it's also very, very powerful, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
So,
the elements are the best source of energy we can provide us.
Yeah, to add to our own energy. right, so that we can get what we need and help others. It's not just about us. It's about, you know, it's about helping all people and doing the best thing for the greater good of all, right?
Yes, and the higher your energy level is, the better you are in supporting others.
Exactly. And so, and it's the old thing about physician, heal thyself first, and then, or the mom that is in the airplane and the oxygen comes down, so you put the mask on yourself first so that you can make sure that you're the best and that your energy, you know, you get the oxygen and then you put it on your child, because you can't help anyone unless your energy is clear. So you can use HUNA, I would imagine, you know, not only for yourself to get clarity and to help be the best person you could be on all levels, but you can also then use it to help others once you've reached, you know, that way, you know, that power energy. You can, you know, help others as well with it, correct?
Of course, you can. So all these qualities I told about the elements. So when someone doesn't know what he wants and he shifts from one idea to another, you can send him mentally the energy of the water from a big river, for example, that he comes to a clear focus and decides what he wants and where he puts his energy instead of shifting from one thing to another.
Yeah, it's very powerful, and yet so simple, and yet so powerful, and so profound. So it's a wonderful practice. Now, what is a power circle, and how do you bring it to life?
Mm-hmm. So what I suggest to the people is that everyone establish his own power circle. So the power circle is like a container with all the seven elements, and this power circle could serve as a familiar home base or the core of our being, and it is the closest contact with the elements. So it's nice to have a little bit leisure time and to be not in a hurry and to close our eyes, and then we invite each element after the other, and we start with the wind, and we feel the wind on our skin, or imagine pictures when we experienced wind, and then we decide which form the wind should take in our power circle. Do we need a soft breeze, or do we need a hurricane? And when we have decided which form it should take, then we spend a few moments to get in contact with this form.
I have a question.
After that, the wind element is established in our power circle, and then we continue with the next element, the fire, and look what form the fire should take. And we also include our sensitivity to feel and to experience the element with our senses. And if we have done that once, then we have a power circle we can use for whatever we think that the power circle might be useful. We can use it for ourselves, to strengthen, to relax, to find a solution for a certain problem. And we can also use it for other people. We can invite them. Maybe I have a friend which is ill or has to take care for a parent who is in the process of dying. And we can invite this friend into our power circle and nourish them with all these wonderful energy of the element.
I have a question for you, though. So what you're saying is that when you develop your power circle, does that mean that we are master of the elements, and we can say, for me, when I go out, the elements themselves all have unique powers. So for me to, don't you have to kind of ask them, say, I think I need a wind, and then the wind will decide whether he's going to give you a hurricane or, you know, or a gentle breeze, isn't, I mean, I don't believe that the elements are just going to let everybody do whatever they want with them. Is that true or not?
The one thing is that all power comes from within. So you can decide which form the element should take in your power circle. That doesn't mean that when you choose the element from hurricane, that suddenly on a sunny day a hurricane shows up.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it. I don't mean it that way. I mean that energetically, the way I feel, and maybe this is not Huna, but the way that I feel is that the mountain has energy, and it has soul, and it has spirit, and so it is as equal as I am. And so if I am, for me, what I would do is I would ask the mountain, can I use your energy and put it in my power circle? I wouldn't just assume I'm going to take that. And so that's what I'm asking you.
Okay. Yeah, in the Huna tradition, each element is aware and responsive and consciousness.
Ah, okay.
And Huna doesn't follow this concept that we take energy from somebody or from an element. It's only an infusion. So when I look at the mountain, it's just like a little wave of energy that comes to me, and this wave of energy changes the energy in my energy field. So it's more a process of copy, that our energy field copies the energy of the mountain, for example. We don't take the energy of the mountain.
I see. So in other words, what we're doing is, because we are all one, and because energy is all connected, what we're doing is we're actually merging kind of with the mountain and allowing that energy to come into us without, you know, so that it, because it's a natural thing, because we're part of all the elements in Huna. And so therefore it's okay to go in and merge with this energy and allow things to pass in and out. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the best way to get in touch with the element is to praise it.
So
the element some compliments.
Well, yeah.
It's a very, very easy and very powerful way to have, within less than a minute, a really strong connection with the element.
That's powerful. I mean, Huna is very powerful, and people don't understand how powerful it is, but it is an extremely wonderful, easy way of using energy. However, it is... It's just wonderful. It's a new way of looking at things, that we are all one, and isn't that a wonderful thing to do?
Of course it is. And some people think because the techniques are so easy, they are not strong enough. But that's not right. They are strong because of their easiness, and it doesn't take a lot of effort or a lot of time to get in touch with the wind and to be more consciousness, or to get in touch with the sun and have a good support for freeing us from a certain concept. You can do it during driving your car or on your desk, and you spend a minute to establish a deep connection with the sun outside. That's the speciality of Huna, that you can do all these exercises in your all-day life, and you don't have to spend extra time.
Right. It's just part of you, and you're just transmuting that energy. We're going to have to take a break, but we're going to get right back with Suzanne Weichel and her book, Seven Elemental Forces of Huna, which you can get at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com or any bookstore. If they don't have it, you can order it. And again, it's the Seven Elemental Forces of Huna. We'll be right back.
She's been featured in more than one award-winning documentary. She's been published internationally several times over and has a radio following of millions around the world. She's Linda McKenzie, a respected professional God-based psychic whose in-tune psychic abilities have been sought out by paranormal experts, Hollywood celebrities, heads of businesses, governments, and the general public for nearly three decades. And now it's your turn to take advantage of Linda's insight. Call 800-555-5453 to schedule your own psychic reading with Linda, and be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET, they've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Scene on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Scene on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Susan Weichel, and she is author of The Seven Elemental Forces of Huna. And we're really delving into a lot of wonderful things. You know, the more that Suzanne talks, the more that I feel connected to nature. And I love nature. I mean, I talk to plants, and I can see inside plants and all sorts of stuff. I mean, because, you know, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, and I'm 70. So I've been doing this a long time. But when I feel this Huna, how simple and yet powerful and how healing this is, it's going to be a lot of fun to approach nature in different ways, and I can't wait to try this out. Now, can you give us some tools for taking, what is dynamic action, and can you give us some tools on how to take dynamic action?
Mm-hmm. Dynamic action means the elements are around us, but we have to get in touch with them. And therefore we need some techniques. One concept is that you are laying good foundation. That means first you have a positive attitude, and this positive attitude means that you think it is very easy to make a connection with the elemental forces, and that you don't have difficulties in communicating with them. When I start to offer workshops in nature, I did a lot of preparation, with the participants before we start to communicate with nature. And after I discovered Huna, I just started, and we praised nature, and then we got, each one got immediately in a deep connection and could ask questions and get answers. And that's why I changed my belief system that people must be trained. So I think it's something very natural. We possess this ability since childhood, but we never trained it a lot. So it's just a new start, but the ability is here. And the ability needs just a little bit of practice, and we have to experience or discover which way fits for me, but the ability is still there. This is very important to keep in mind before we start communicate with nature.
Right, is to allow yourself to not to put too many things in the way, not too many thoughts that, in other words, stop the no, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, can't, right?
Yeah.
And say, will, can, I, you know, that kind of stuff, and to allow, and to put, trust yourself. Because I think that there's a lot of people, you know, they get messages all the time, and they don't trust it, and they'll start thinking about it. So it's, in essence, it's to get back to your gut feel and understand that, and eliminate fear, because a lot of times people are fearful and they don't want to embrace something. And when they're full of fear, you know, energy cannot flow. Because fear is only there to teach you a lesson. It's not there to harm you in any way, fear comes down to fear of death and fear of loss, and we come in with nothing in this world, we go out with nothing in the world, and as far as death, there is life on the other side, so there is no death. So it's to eliminate fear so that you can get that connection and understand and trust that what is coming back to you from nature is correct and proper and real. And you know that if you just keep your mind clear and allow it to come in, correct?
Yeah, and this is something where we can trust our unconsciousness, because our unconsciousness radiates around and brings us the information from nature. And our consciousness makes it sometimes complicated, because it analyzes and thinks, huh, why does wind appear to help me to choose this problem? I think an animal would be better. And this is, in this case, it's better to put our consciousness a little bit asleep and to trust our intuition.
Yeah, I have a quick, really fun story. I was in Sedona, and the wind would come up, and somebody was questioning something about, God and power and consciousness and stuff. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, I said, you can do anything you want. I said, if you are open. And so I said to the wind, I said, wind, I said, come. And I raised my hand, and the wind and the whole tree started to move like crazy. And then I put my hands down, and I said, thank you, wind, could you stop? And I put my hands down in a direction, and the complete wind stopped. And then I brought clouds to me, and I brought, and the waters. And so I was showing them without even knowing. I'm sure that's almost like a Huna thing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Definitely a Huna thing.
Right. And so, if you allow yourself just to be, things will come to you. Like, I wake up in the morning and I have no idea what's going to happen. You know, I don't really plan for anything. I have loose plans, but nothing's in stone. And I kind of flow with the day now. And everything seems to work out very well. As long as you're coming from your gut feel and from a place of love and serenity, and inner knowing and peace, and you feel, know, and trust that, I think that that is very powerful. And then to include nature in this, oh my goodness, you are one. You can merge with it. It's just, I mean, I'm feeling it now, you know. So I'm so happy you wrote this book and it came across my desk.
That's a pleasure for me. And it's wonderful to share it with all the people listening to us.
Yes, and the thing is that if you think that this book is very, all this wonderful words and, you know, it's very heavy, it's filled with pictures, easy to understand. There's many practices in here. It's so easy to use that anyone can pick this up and actually connect with nature and help themselves and heal themselves. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, and they don't understand how many years that you've practiced and done all these things, you know. So, and you're taking everything and just giving it to people and saying, here it is, use it, you know. It's a wonderful, wonderful legacy that you're giving, Suzanne.
Yes, and it, you don't have to spend any money, and you don't need certain things in your house or your apartment. You just that you feel the energy and you are in the studio. So we can get in touch with nature wherever we are.
Exactly. Now, how do you take practical steps to put nature into your daily routine?
Oh, so I start my day in the morning, and I imagine the power circle around me. So I have the connection with all the elements immediately in the morning, and they support me the whole day. And
now,
the other thing is when, for example, today my nephew has his first school days, and he starts school today, he's 7, and afterwards the family met at a restaurant to celebrate, and I was meeting them there, and I was coming with my bicycle, and during my bike ride I breathed in the river, the trees, the cars as a part of the stone element, because there is so much creativity in the cars, and I imagine for myself during driving on this bicycle road that I'm driving on a street of love, because the stones represent the quality of love. And whenever I drink some water, I remember this helps me to be concentrated or to keep my focus.
Right. Well, I think this is a wonderful book. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for taking some time and sharing. Really, get this book. It's very interesting, and it's just wonderful, filled with beautiful pictures, The 7 Elemental Forces of Huna. What's your website, Suzanne?
My website is www.susanne.weikl. It's weakl.com. Because I'm from Germany.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Suzanne. God bless you.
Thank you, Linda. It was really a pleasure, and aloha to everyone.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
No tarot cards, no tea leaves, and no Chinese pickup sticks. You want tried and true God-based psychic abilities to give you the edge in life you need? And that's why you want to schedule a God-based psychic reading with internationally renowned and absolutely professional Linda McKenzie. For spot-on, in-depth, insight reading your personal and professional concerns, Linda McKenzie is here to shine a bright light on your life path. Learn more about Linda's amazing life and accomplishments at lindamckenzie.net and call 800-555-5453 to schedule your psychic reading now. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, exclusively on HealthyLife.net.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff?
How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
So, you want to be psychic. Get Linda McKenzie documentary short DVD, The Many Faces of Psychic Ability. Available at lindamckenzie.net, this definitive work brings to light the understanding of psychic ability, general and little-known facts, and personal stories from one of the world's most respected psychics. Get the DVD today at lindamckenzie.net. We all have psychic ability. It's time to understand. That's lindamckenzie.net.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I didn't even know my last name for a minute. McKenzie. I think that's it. I don't know. Anyway, I looked in the mirror this morning, and there I was, the same person, a little older, a little wiser, but happy. You know, you need to be happy every day. Start the day off with great vibes of happiness. In the meantime, let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about yarrow, okay? The plant's Latin name is derived from the Greek hero Achilles. And during the Trojan Wars, yarrow was reputedly used to treat wounds. Now, a folk name, nosebleed, confirms its tradition first aid use as an emergency to stop bleeding. Okay, today, yarrow is valued mainly for its action in colds and flu, and also for its effect on the circulatory, digestive, and urinary systems. And the plant is found usually grown in meadows. The flowers are rich in chemicals that are converted by steam into compounds that are used for any kind of allergy mucus problems, including hay fever. The essential oil is also made from the flowers. It's very dark blue and is extracted by steam distillation of the flowers, and it's generally used as an anti-inflammatory or a chest rub for colds and flu. The leaves of the plant are even used. They're used to encourage blood clotting, and so you can use it fresh for nosebleeds, but do not insert a leaf into the nostril because it may also start a nosebleed. And it was once used for migraines. The aerial parts of the plant are dried, and they're used for phlegm, a kind of phlegm conditions, and as a bitter digestive tonic to encourage bile flow, and also as a natural diuretic. The aerial parts act kind of a tonic for the blood, and it stimulates circulation. It can be used for high blood pressure, and it's also useful in menstrual disorders, and also if you need to sweat to bring down fevers, it's also very, very good. So there are some cautions in using yarrow. In rare cases, yarrow can cause severe allergic skin rashes. So don't, and prolonged use can increase the skin's photosensitivity to light. Also, avoid large doses of yarrow in pregnancy because it's a uterine stimulant, and you don't want that. So that's a little bit about yarrow. And so I think you can get yarrow tea at the health food stores. So it's very, very good. So you could try that if you have high blood pressure for diabetes. Now that we're finished with our herb of the week, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energy, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to get what you desire. Today we're going to talk about tiger's eye. And that's kind of, it can be, any the colors range from red, brown, gold, cream, black, and blue. And most of the time you'll see a lot of tiger's eyes that are brown. And it's what the mineral does, it brings together the vibrations of sand and sunlight. So it synthesizes the energies of the sun and the earth. So it combines sharpness and grounding, and it's very practical. If you have any kind of concerns, it helps you to understand them. It resonates to the frequencies of the earth, so it encourages stability. It's very conducive to peacefulness, and it also helps to, you know, kind of help you if you can't meditate. Tiger's eye can help you do that. It's also helpful for individuals seeking clarity. And especially if you've got a lot of scattered details and you're trying to bring them together into one pattern, if you hold tiger's eye and concentrate, it will help you do that easily. It can be used to enhance psychic abilities and is kind of a gentle attunement for the third eye to activate it. And it's used mostly by earthy people like Virgos and people from that have, you know, a grounding earth background. It's especially helpful for them in psychic ability. It also contains a solar energy that helps psychic processes, that so it promotes intuitive impressions so that you can kind of reach out and get that impression very clearly. It can also help you to become very practical and discreet of mind and give you grounding. It can eliminate the blues and bring optimism to you. It assists in providing insight to issues, and especially if you're wrestling with the horns of dilemma, what should I do, what should I do, or conflicts dealing with willful pride, it's my thing, you know. I could use that on my brother, as a matter of fact. I'm going to send him one. Anyway, right now he's doing a little willful pride there. Anyway, so that's really good for a tiger's eye. It also can help prepare the systems of the body for the approach of enthusiasm towards becoming one. So if you're looking to merge with humanity, it's a very, very good stone for that. It helps you also bring awareness to your own personal needs as well as the needs of others, so you can understand what that is. It also is really, really, really good to figure out the clarity between the pleasure of wishing and the act of having. And that's a very powerful thing, because wishing for something and having something, it can kind of balance that out. And it's been used to stimulate wealth and to enhance stability required to maintain wealth. It, as far as healing, it produces very soothing vibrations, and it generates calmness to unsettled turmoil. And it has been used in the treatment of disorders of the eye, the throat, the reproductive system, diverticulitis, and to aid in night vision. It can also be used to strengthen the alignment of the spinal column, and also helps to mend broken bones. And that's a little bit about our gemstone of the week, tiger's eye. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Get the facts on metaphysics and natural health. My book, Inner Insights, The Book of Charts, gives you general and little-known information on over 40 topics, all in one book, from acupressure to vitamins, from angels to Western elements, and everything in between. This easy-to-understand, quick reference book is available at my website, lyndamckenzie.net. Honored as a time-tested classic, get Inner Insights now at lyndamckenzie.net.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click. Well, welcome back. This is Linda McKenzie, and you're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. Well, you know, it's been a very strange couple of months. A lot of things are coming up that are actually persnickety is the good word for that. And you have to take a look at things, and I'm finding myself throwing things out and bringing new things in and just allowing things to be. And I actually am using... you know, instead of being very regimented, I'm kind of free-flowing, which is really fun. But here's what's been happening, is everything has been recycling back for me, and it's just strange, as very strange. And I think that you'll find that things are happening with you that are correlating something like what has happening to me. So maybe if my story maybe could help you figure out what's going on in your life. It's not been easy, and things have been taken away, and things have been put in your face, and things have been going all crazy. But things are cycling around. About 18 years ago, although I do readings, you know, on the show here, and I do readings for my old people, I have not been really pushing to do any of that, because for the last 20 years, I didn't want to be associated with the people that were coming out. They were coming out, and mostly a lot of them were coming out from ego, and I just did not want to be associated with those people. I mean, they're good people, but whether they should be doing readings, I don't know. But I just, I wasn't of that class. I didn't want to be part of that. And I'm, you know, because I'm never really about the money about that stuff and psychic ability. It's more helping people. And I just was not going to be part of that nonsense. But now I've started to recycle back, and I didn't even recycle. It found me. So many more people are coming, and I'm finding that after this metamorphosis, and I'm almost like, it's been since, I guess, about June, maybe a little sooner than that, but this metamorphosis has made me even sharper, and I, you know, I didn't think that was kind of possible, but you know, it was. And so things are moving in a different direction. And then after that, you know, I got a call, and somebody said, "Gee, would you write 5 books for 5 years?" And I said, "Okay." And so, you know, I'm working on a wonderful book called Symbols of You. That is, if you've not had my first book, which is still available, called Inner Insights, the Book of Charts, it's a book of charts that you can look up information. And when people were writing, when I wrote the book, I won awards for it as the best metaphysical book of the year. And, but, you know, people would say, "Well, can you write something that, you know, would, you know, help us use it. So that's what I did. And so you can use these wonderful charts in the book to find out more about you. And you can fill it all in. And it's just a really fun book with visualizations and practices. And so that will probably be out by the beginning of next year or September of next year. Anyway, because it takes about 8 months to get books out. So that is coming up. And then I got a phone call saying, would you come on radio and, you know, I'd like to interview you. So I said, fine. So, you know, because I don't pursue any of this anymore. You know, I'm busy running the station so that I can provide so much positive programming and natural health programming, which is so important since it's being taken away today on all social media and the web. You know, so it's important for HealthyLife.net to stand up to the plate and make sure that you get all this wonderful information. And so I've been really focusing on that for a long time. And so, so I went on the air and the guy said, oh my God, he goes, this was such a great thing. He goes, and there's so much information that you can give. Can I book you on regular TV shows and radio shows? I said, yeah, you know, go ahead. I said, TV, I'm not sure because I'm a little vain, you know, so, but whatever, you know, at this point. Whatever. I mean, vain at 70? Really? Yes. I'm sorry. I have my faults as well. Okay. So, anyway, at least look the best that I can be. I have had no work done, so not to worry. But anyway, so, okay. So then, I started getting a lot of people coming in and wanting readings again. And so, and then people wanted me to do this old healing circle. And I said, you know, I'm going to call it something else. And I'm calling it the Hip Psy Chick Soiree. And so we have a minimum of 10 people that are allowed into the circle. And they, what I'm doing is I'm doing a one-question reading for everyone. I'm doing an angelic healing, and then I'm doing something metaphysical, a talk or a performance or something as well. And then I'm cooking dinner. So you get to eat with me with wonderful wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free. And it really tastes good because it's taken me 15, 20 years to or maybe 30 now to get the best of the best. And so you get tea and dessert and a wonderful meal. And only 10 people though, and it's once a month. So that has been so much fun. And so that's helping. And people are now asking if I can maybe do this in a larger venue, and maybe we will, but right now we'll stay at 10, and then we'll work out, we'll have to get a new, you know, get a restaurant involved or something to do something like that, but we might, but right now we're going to do that. All of this you can find, plus then the city of Redondo Beach asked me if I would do natural health lectures, so I'm going to be doing 6 lectures throughout from we just planned them for starting November 19th through I think September 2020. So and then I've been asked to maybe come out and do some other lectures at some retreat centers. So things are really coming out, and so I'm really feeling very blessed with all of this. But you can find out all this information and what's going on my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and you can find out my appearances on under appearances. It'll say Lynda McKenzie appearances. And when you first get to the page, I do psychic predictions right on the page for 2 months, and they've been spot on. So if you really need to understand what's really going on, feel free to take a look at the website, lyndamckenzie.net, right on the homepage. And then if you need further clarification, I am doing readings, and there's numbers there for you to call and information on how to do that. I'm also doing healing hypnotherapies, all sorts of wonderful things. So if you're in the mood for that or you need it, I'm here for you. So what I'm saying, I'm back. That's right. I'm back. Well, it's almost time to take a break, but I really appreciate all of you. And please listen to HealthyLife.net. Tell your friends that we're one of the only ones that are still doing all natural health information that you can use. We'll be right back.
all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I hope you enjoyed the show and got one piece of information that you could use and make you happy and healthy, because that's what we're here for, to give you a happy, healthy life. That's right. That's right. Tell your friends about HealthyLife.net. And in the meantime, I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to info@HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, LindaMcKenzie.net. And you know what? I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of gratitude, abundance, and delight. Bye.